Hello and welcome to the Decipher podcast. I'm Dennis Fisher. With me today is my colleague, Lindsay O'Donnell Welch. We're going to talk about this Change Healthcare attack, which happened, I think, 2 weeks ago today as we're speaking, Lindsay. And it's only gotten worse since then. It was pretty bad when it was first disclosed, but it seems like it's gotten, like, the impact and the fallout has really, really sort of spread in the 2 weeks since we first heard about it. I know you wrote the initial story for us, so maybe if you could just give us a little bit of background on what actually happened, and we'll talk about what's happened since then.
Thanks, Dennis. So on February 21st, that was when Change Healthcare first discovered a threat actor had gained access to one of its environments. And in order to kind of prevent further impact, it disconnected systems. And for those of you who don't know, Change Healthcare provides a number of solutions and applications for hospitals and pharmacies and just a very large amount of organizations across the healthcare industry related to payments and claims and imaging and pretty much anything you can really think of. So as you mentioned, Dennis, there's been a kind of widespread disruption here. You know, providers, for instance, haven't been able to verify patients' health insurance coverage or their process claims or receive payments. And you know, that's kind of trickling down to people not being able to pick up their prescriptions at pharmacies because claim systems are down or being impacted, or delays in scheduling care, paying bills, things like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's been disturbing to see this kind of spiral over the past 2 weeks. And I know the American Hospital Association is calling this one of the more significant and consequential cyber attacks in the U.S. healthcare system right now. So it's a pretty big, significant event.
I think I was trying to think about this morning. I think it's the most widespread one that I can think of in the healthcare industry specifically. And I think there's a number of reasons for that. One is just the effect it had on Change itself internally. You know, it was a ransomware attack. I don't know if we said that, but by the Black Cat / Alfie group, which we'll get to later. But it was a ransomware attack, but they also stole patient data, as a lot of these, you know, kind of double extortion intrusions happen. And it seems like it had such a widespread effect internally, like they're rebuilding their data centers and databases and all of that. And as you said, they severed connections from a lot of their systems, which are obviously very drastic actions to take. You don't usually see those in, you know, sometimes you'll see people take systems offline that were hit with ransomware so they can rebuild them or things like that, but not to this level. And we were talking earlier about how neither one of us had really heard of Change Healthcare before this attack happened, which, you know, I think it just goes to the point of this is one of those companies, and I can think of a few other intrusions like this, like SolarWinds comes to mind, some of those other supply chain attacks where you're like, well, wait a second, I've never heard of this company, but literally everyone uses them. Like the entire healthcare system depends on this one company. And yeah. Now we're seeing this cascading waterfall effect where doctors, offices, hospitals can't get paid. Insurance companies can't process claims. It's this real sort of chain of events that has really sort of disrupted the entire healthcare system in the U.S., honestly.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think it's interesting too, because, you know, I was thinking also about, like, you know, there have been a lot of ransomware attacks against hospitals, and like we've been tracking those because it is so disturbing, like the impact that has on patient care and potential like appointments being delayed. But to your point, this is such a widespread thing that it's really just across the board there. And it's almost like in the same category as like a Colonial Pipeline, in that you can like see kind of the face of, you can see the picture of that's of the impact that's really happening and how that's impacting kind of the day-to-day in different you know, patients that are dealing with this. Yep. So I'm, you know, I'm curious to see kind of what the longer term impact of this will be, both on the healthcare industry and then also, you know, how the government's going to approach this type of attack. Are they going to approach it in the same manner that they did approach something like Colonial Pipeline? Is this going to have a bigger impact where, you know, people outside of the healthcare industry are saying, hey, this is something that needs to change, even though, like you said, like a lot of people haven't heard of Change Healthcare outside of the industry. So I'm really curious to see where this all goes.
I can almost sort of picture in my mind and script the, you know, Senate hearing a month from now or 6 weeks from now, where you have, you know, unfortunate executives from Change Healthcare and probably a couple other healthcare companies just for good measure, and maybe some IT experts and, you know, legislators sort of pounding their fist on the table and saying, how could this have happened? How could we have let this happen? And why is every part of our healthcare system reliant on one or a handful of companies? We need to fix this, blah, blah, blah. And you can see where it's going to go. There's going to be, you know, a bunch of, you know, new regulations proposed, blah, blah, blah. And the medical field is already one of the most heavily regulated ones in this country anyway, especially when it comes to IT security. Like, you know, financial and medical are probably the two that I can think of off the top of my mind that have the tightest regulations. So, you know, it's an example of the fact that anybody can get hit. And when it's something like this that's so ingrained in one specific industry, the effects can be, catastrophic is a huge word, but I think in this case, it fits. You know, I don't think we've seen any, you know, I haven't seen any of the breathless reports of like, oh, you know, patients have died because of this, you know,
right.
I don't know that there's any way to draw a direct line to those. And I hope that certainly isn't the case, but you can almost imagine those things coming out in a week or two.
Yeah, and this is somewhat related too, but I was going back and looking at some of the filings with the SEC that Change Healthcare's parent organization had filed, and they filed the 8K 2 weeks ago that initially disclosed this, and then a 10K last week, I think it was, or February 28th or something. Mm-hmm. And the description of the materiality of the attack in that was really interesting to me, because they said that they have not determined yet that there will be a likely material impact. I should probably double check on how they phrased it, because it was a very specific wording, because, you know, of all the kind of legal ties into that. But I thought that was an interesting aspect to all of this too, given the all the different determinations that really go into materiality. And, you know, you even beyond kind of the financial aspect of it, you've got like confidentiality, availability, integrity, and like all of these really important things are amplified when you're looking at healthcare systems because of the implication of downtime of these systems. So I thought that was a really interesting, not to get too sidetracked there, but like interesting part of all this when you're looking at the impact as well. And as we go forward and there are going to be hearings around this, like I'm curious to see kind of how that fits into all of this.
Yeah, that whole materiality thing is such a like black hole of legalese to me. You know, I'm certainly not a financial expert, but you look at that kind of stuff and I can't think of an incident that is more material than this. I don't know what the financial impact to Change itself will be, because I don't know if they're specifically losing money. I don't know how the revenue model works, but you know, their customers are losing money. And it, my understanding is some patient data, or I'm sorry, customer data was stolen, or, you know, internal data was stolen as well. So, you know, that goes to the confidentiality part of it. So, you know, the other aspect of this is sort of the ransomware part of it and the Black Hat group, which I guess claimed responsibility for this and has sort of been in the news quite a lot recently. They, I guess there were reports that they received a $22 million ransom to a wallet that, you know, experts who track this kind of stuff know is associated with the Black Hat ransomware. And then other reports that the Black Hat ransom, or excuse me, the Black Hat admins just took that money and didn't pay the affiliates who did the actual intrusion, which, you know, as you said earlier, no honor among thieves. But yeah, the whole sort of, and then they sort of announced like, hey, we're shutting down. Like, that's it for us. Peace out, guys. Thanks. We've had it, which probably is a good move, but maybe a little late. They, I have a feeling things are going to go sideways for those folks. But it's always interesting to me to see how these groups, the internal dynamics and how they work. You feel like $22 million should be enough money to go around, but I guess people are greedy everywhere.
Yeah. I know. It is interesting to see kind of the back end, you know, proceedings of all these attacks, because, and you mentioned this too, is that like, it seems like at least that specific group has been targeting the healthcare more specifically, the healthcare space more specifically, whereas in the past, that hasn't necessarily been the case always for ransomware actors. It's kind of disgusting to see.
It really is. I mean, I remember this quite well during the pandemic, you know, in the early, early days, like in the middle of 2020, when there was a thing, as I recall, some of the ransomware groups came out and said, hey, we're not going to attack hospitals or healthcare groups or something like that. And one or two got hit by accident. I remember some decryptors being released for those and, you know, people actually helping them out and that sort of thing. But this is obviously a very targeted attack. They knew what they were doing. I mean, this is what you could consider critical infrastructure, obviously, in this country. And as you said, it's gross. It's disgusting. And it's, you know, there was just kind of the FBI warned, I think, like a week or a few weeks ago, or a few days ago, excuse me, about like Black Hat still being active, even though there was a disruption earlier. So, you know, these groups just, they don't really go away. They sort of dissipate and reform. Maybe they rebrand, maybe they join different, you know, different groups for a little while or things like that. But the overall ecosystem doesn't really seem to disappear at all.
Yeah. And that's an interesting point too, Dennis, which is that like the FBI, or, you know, there was the disruption like just a couple months ago, I think it was, was it December?
It was December.
And, you know, it seems like instead of, you know, kind of laying low, like the thought process behind these people have been to, you know, be even more brash and, you know, have this like incredibly upfront attack. So just kind of keeping that context in mind here, and kind of what that means for, you know, kind of the ongoing back and forth between law enforcement and these types of groups, is also something, a piece in all of this as well.
Yeah. I always wonder about the timing of some of these things too, because in a lot of cases, ransomware actors will be inside of a network, but won't deploy the ransomware for days or weeks, or, you know, sometimes even months. So it's entirely possible that, you know, they may have had access to Change Healthcare, you know, in January or December, even before the, you know, this disruption, and then just decided to deploy the ransomware a couple weeks ago. But it's, you know, it's always kind of up in the air, but it does seem like we're going to continue to see fallout from this intrusion for quite a few weeks, because it doesn't look like, I know the latest update from Change said that they're, you know, in the process of rebuilding their systems and obviously getting the patient or the billing and payment system back online is their top priority, but those are not simple tasks. Those are not overnight things. You know, those are weeks out in the future, probably, for a lot of those systems. So, you know, this is not something that's going to just disappear tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to focus on kind of the more long-term impacts too on the healthcare industry, because this is an industry that has, you know, all these unique challenges. Not only are like smaller hospitals and providers like not well resourced at all. Yeah. But also they're dealing with these systems that are very kind of unique in kind of what it means for downtime for them and what that means for patients and for doctors and the hospitals that rely on those systems. So I don't know if there's going to be any sort of, you know, uprise, I guess, of people saying like we need to better secure these systems. But that's something that I would like to see come out of all of this. So time will tell.
I know it's always one of those things like whenever I go into a doctor's office and you look around and you see, you know, the computer in the like exam room is like this Windows XP monstrosity or something like that. Yeah. Or, you know, you look at like the software they're using and, you know, it, you know, it's like copyright 2002. Just like, oh my God, this is what we're doing. Yeah. It doesn't fill you with confidence, but at the same time, maybe it's too old to be attacked. Nobody even knows how to attack those things anymore. I don't know. But yeah, we certainly are going to see, you know, as I said, we're going to see some, you know, congressional hearings. We're going to see some calls for more regulation and better security standards and all of that sort of stuff. But, you know, the fact is, if things are exposed to the internet, they can get compromised. So,
I know,
you know, that's just the unfortunate reality.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Lindsay. I know you'll be following this closely, and we'll look for more coverage. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, Dennis.
See ya.